Big Brother. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex.
We are live. It is Thursday, the 21st day of July, 2011. And we're going to be here live for at least the next 3 hours. We have a couple of well-known comedians. One of them, of course, a frequent guest on national television programs, joining us, who are Obama supporters, coming up in the 3rd hour. So I'm going to have an interesting discussion with both of them here on air and ask them some common sense questions. It should be quite informative. We'll see how it goes with Hal Sparks and Richard Hunter. I've been a frequent guest on Richard Hunter's Dallas television, radio broadcast. Okay, that said, I feel like I should have bells and whistles going off, or like the Drudge Report, a big red siren going for this news that is coming up. And this news is so big that I cannot just start the broadcast with it. I have to build it up, because I've noticed over the years that if I come out with a bombshell info and just blurt it out up front, that it doesn't get the attention and the traction it deserves. This latest Homeland Security activity should be as big as the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that law enforcement now sent us 2 years ago, where they admit that 90%+ of their training and preparation is for gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, white people, Ron Paul supporters, people that want to get us out of the UN and in the Fed. This new video is in an article Paul Watson has written. DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorist. Big Sis fear campaign continues, but Americans are just as likely to be killed by peanut allergies than they are in a terrorist attack. And that's even averaging the deaths of 9/11 into the equation in the last 10 years. We're going to be going over this and playing much of the 9-minute propaganda video, the See Something, Say Something campaign they're putting on television and on telescreens at Walmart's Mall of America and other places where people congregate, the modern town squares, the modern commons. This is off the charts. It shows people's blue eyes and zooms in on them and animates the blue eyes flashing over and over again, and has black people and other minorities reporting on the whites. I mean, it is 100% designed to shift. See, first they sell you on tyranny, that it's only for a group that's overall unpopular, quote, Muslims, Muslim extremists. And Hitler did that with the Jews. And then once that's in place and the police state's in place in the name of going after them, communists, stuff like that, then it's always shifted against the main target, and that's the general public. And whites, of course, on average are the most wealthy and are still, though not for long, the majority, an aging population. And it just flashes white person after white person and says, they're going to get you. They're coming. And it shows the minority scrambling, calling Homeland Security, who then sends the good white police to stop evil whitey. So it's a classic divide and conquer. So first they sell the good old boys on, hey, we're taking everybody's rights and taking body scanning and looking at your bank account and tapping your phone to get the evil Arabs and Muslims, quote, evil Arabs and Muslims. And then the entire time it was always about landowners, gun owners, pro-lifers. And so now they're publicly rolling out what we've been telling you for a decade was going to be white Al-Qaeda, or approaching a decade in September. That it would then be flipped, because we had the internal documents sent to us by police over the years, that it would then be flipped once the grip was in place and say, look, white people, if they got blue eyes, and it shows the blue eyes animated and flashing and burning in Muslim headdress, that white Al-Qaeda is everywhere, and the white people are with bin Laden, and those that want to get out of the UN are with bin Laden, and those that don't want to raise the debt ceiling are with bin Laden, and those that don't like Obama are with bin Laden, and they're everywhere. White people, they're incredibly evil, they're incredibly dangerous, they're incredibly horrible, and they've got to be stopped immediately. We're going to get into that news coming up, and then first, in the first two big segments, I'm covered in all the other news, okay?
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have a very important broadcast lined up for you today. We have some in-studio guests, but first I want to direct you, if you're a radio listener, to our top story today. It's up at drudgereport.com. It was the top story. It's now moved to the second story in the right-hand column. DHS training video. White middle-class Americans are the number one terror threat. It's also the top story at Infowars.com. It's an Infowars.com story. DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists. That is coming up in a detailed report and analysis of their brainwashing program and exactly what they're attempting to do with the divide and conquer system at the bottom of the hour, 33 after. Going back to Drudge, we're also going to cover another story that is there, and that is America's era in space ends. That is what NASA's telling us. Now we've got to go through the UN, the International Space Station, the Russians. Home at last, Atlantis makes historic final landing as a 30-year shuttle program comes to a glorious end. And I have a whole stack of deindustrialization, post-technological reports, how it is the stated design that the West be deindustrialized and only private corporate technological reservations be allowed to develop high-tech systems. It's all part of the economic development zones. It's all part of the inland ports. It's all part of the university/corporate systems with Google and others. We're going to break down this key area coming up today as well. But first, I want to get into all of the other news. Let me just do this. I'm going to just read you the headlines of the top seven stacks I have here. Florida makes $63 million selling driver's license info. It's illegal, but they're doing it. Lawyer, cop scanners cross the line, police tracking everyone in real time. Boston Herald, here's another. Reuters, police to begin iPhone iris scans amid privacy concerns without warrants. It dovetails with this. Austin Water releases 2010, they always do it a year late, environmental leadership report. And they have put out on the city of Austin's website the top 10 water wasters, giving citizens names. Just like they publish all over the country in newspapers, but cities also do it, the names of concealed weapon holders. It's part of a form of harassment. Absolutely criminal. This is what government does with the data they have on you, violating the Privacy Act, the different acts that protect citizens' information. You're not supposed to use Social Security for ID number under federal law, but then the feds demand it. It's all part of just the open criminality where they are above their own laws. Also, Pentagon looks to social media as new battlefield. French news agency, we told you this 4 years ago. Now it's admitted they're taking over the entire web with the Internet kill switch takeover system. Also, Richard Mendenhall sues Champion after 911 tweets prompted sponsor drop. State prosecutes sports fan for saying mean things on Facebook about a football player in England. He's facing years in prison. That is just some of the news dealing with the police state that is coming up. On the economic front here today, and I'm going to go back through all this in more detail. Obama U-turns as he accepts extension of debt limit for a few days if a broader deal is in place. Thought the world would end if we didn't do that. Bloomberg, U.S. consumers relying on credit for basic needs. The debtor nation, once the greatest creditor nation, the greatest debtor nation, gets deeper into banker bondage to the fiat money that we give them in banker bailouts, which aren't bailouts, they're takeovers. Jobless claims rise above expectations. Reuters, that's even with cooked federal numbers. We are 3 years into a depression by every mainline economic barometer. But they tell you we left the recession 2 years and 2 months ago in June of 2009. Continuing, unemployment benefits rise as job growth falters. Robo-signing fraud continues. Surprise, the banks are accelerating their criminal activity, taking homes they don't even have deeds for and never owned any part of. Total criminal takeover. Why not? They started 12 years ago taking all of the death benefits of World War II vets through current vets when you die of cancer or in a car wreck or in combat, and they get you to sign on to take part of your money out for life insurance. They steal it. The deal was signed 12 years ago with the big insurance companies in secret. Declassified last year, Bloomberg reported on it. No one got in trouble. They signed with the federal government to be allowed to steal all your money. But they say you've got to cry when they put troops on TV at a sports game and support the troops by feeding them into a meat grinder. Continuing. See, I'm unpatriotic because I want the troops to get their money that they paid into. Because I'm evil. Continuing, I should just fly an American flag out front at the office and made in China and then flush the troops down the toilet, then I would be praised as pro-military. See, it's all about form and packaging over reality. They put a load of horse manure in a box and then put on the outside of it that it's chocolate cake. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not. It doesn't pass the smell test. Continuing, deficits and stimulus only delay the inevitable economic collapse. Detailed analysis, Bob Chapman at Infowars.com. Continuing, Fed preparing for U.S. default, says Plosser, top economic analyst in Reuters. Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank President Charles Plosser said the Fed has for the past few months been working closely with the Treasury, ironing out what to do if the world's biggest economy runs out of cash and defaults. That's always been their job. Milk us, squeeze us, get in as deep a debt as they can through fraud. Over 90% of it, not our debt, international banks' debt. And then they have the politicians have us sign on to their debt, and then we give them the tens of trillions, and then we pay interest on the money we gave them. That's fractional reserve banking in the end game. Also, New York Times reporter promotes eugenics and, quote, death panels amid budget crisis. Now they're out in the open saying, yes, they're death panels. Yes, they're good. You'll keep your jobs if we kill grandma. What did Bill Gates say in speeches last year? We played the different speeches. He said, yeah, they're death panels. We don't take care of grandma, and we let her die, and we get 10 teachers. They're selling, and people are clapping. Oh, yes. You know, the idea that somebody's got to lose for you to win. That's a cannibalistic, imploding economy. The globalist main job is putting the brakes on a global economy. They want you dependent. The truth is, with mechanization, machines, factories, robotics, technologies, we should all be living like kings. But they don't want that. They want a post-industrial world. In their own statements, NASA, the Pentagon. And then they respond to the economic degradation they've created with a, quote, green UN army to occupy countries that are imploding under IMF World Bank austerity. In fact, I never covered that yesterday, crew. Will you go into yesterday's stack and pull me? There's like three articles about the green helmets the carbon taxes. You don't pay your carbon taxes or do what they say. The UN, quote, green helmets invade, but it's not war, it's peace. Kind of like when Obama backs all these Al-Qaeda rebels all over the world to overthrow or try to overthrow governments and then openly say, well, this is good, Al-Qaeda. And it's peace when our rebels attack, and then if they're losing, then the NATO and the U.S. start bombing. It's not war, it's kinetic action, it's peace. So I'm going to get into all of that. Continuing here. With other economic news, the stack is thick. I'll get to more of that later. Now, remember, coming up at 33 after, the big story. They've got ads that DHS ads that show black people and Hispanics and others seeing white people. All the terrorists are white. It zooms in on big blue eyes, animated, glowing like glacial ice. And it's just the whites are everywhere. The whites are everywhere. They're going to get you. You know, the white Al-Qaeda. See, first they tell the good old boys, we're going to take all the rights away of the brown people. And the good old boys are like, good, get them brown people, kill them, glass parking lot them. We get all the internal documents. It's all about gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans. Then, after they've got the stuff in place, they flip it and say, it's white people. They're everywhere. Now, that's already in the internal police training manuals. But that's coming up at 33 after. Okay, continuing. With economic news, euro reaches 11th hour as Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy hold crisis talks. And you notice how this works. Europe has now had three bailouts of the banks in the last 3 years. The United States has had an open window of just perpetual, quote, bailouts. 70%+ of the money we now know going to foreign banks and families and individuals, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, their foreign subsidiaries, tax-free, while their own media groups promote fixing things by raising taxes on the rich. They mean your neighbor that lives in a bigger house than you. They are exempt. The ultra-rich are exempt. They sick the giant welfare-dependent class on what's left of the middle class. Then everyone's poor, and there's no way to escape the bondage. And then the government jobs or contracts are all you can get because you're post-industrial and your economy's been destroyed and you're totally dependent. It's a sharecropper, neo-feudalistic, fascistic system. Every one of those words means something. When I say a sharecropper economy, look up what that means, where you're dependent, where you're worse than a slave. Because slave owners, if you study the Caribbean, you study North America and the colonies, then after and slavery, predominantly blacks, if you study slavery, you very, very quickly learn that the slaves, the black slaves, had it horrible, but the white indentured servants, Irish and others, you know, they were the first waves of quote, poor Europeans. Most of you have ancestors that were indentured servants. You would sign a 5, 7, or 10-year contract, and you would come here, but then they would make you pay for your room and board and other things, and most people never got off the plantation. And then if you tried to run, they would actually put you in torture stocks. They would lock your arms and head up in a torture position many times till you died, or lock you up in a cage. Yeah, it was only the Constitution got rid of that cruel and unusual punishment. And That's what people don't understand. And the sharecropper owners.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Point on sharecropping is, and this was written in mainline histories at the time, that the white sharecroppers a lot of times would starve to death. And the way it would be put down in the books by the sharecropper owner would be, oh, they died of sickness, because you would get malnourished and then die of a normal cold that wouldn't kill somebody who was getting enough nourishment, and because you didn't need to take care of them. And you would have to buy your products from the company store under the contract. If you wanted a shirt or a dress for your daughter, and then your children would grow up slaves of the sharecropper system. Now, when blacks got Emancipation Proclamation, they then became sharecroppers, most of them. And then a lot of black folks ran to the north and other areas where they found just as much tribalism, racism, whatever you want to call it, competing for resources, and then tried to form their own communities just so they could have, that's why folks tend to put themselves in their own community, just so they could have some type of economic ecosystem to buy, sell, and trade with each other. And I'm not saying that segregation was good. The point is that then they wanted to get rid of the thriving, wealthy black communities that had developed with their own economies, their own banks, their own grocery stores, their own churches. And so the Great Society came in as a way to have the state come in, pose as liberals, bring in money to pay the women not to have men in the house, so that the society would break down, so the narcotics could be brought in, so then the young black males could be put in prison, which were colleges for crime. And now that same model is being duplicated out to everyone. So that's why they want to destroy the middle class and make us modern sharecroppers, where we all either get government contracts for business or are on some type of assistance or welfare, or they take part of your paycheck for life, steal the money, and then hyperinflate the currency and steal the value of your Social Security and your pensions, whether they're public or private. This is how the globalists operate. They do not want you to be independent. And sure enough, a third round ended a few months ago of trillions of dollars of European taxpayer money being pumped into private banks and private families. And so just as soon as they got hundreds of billions more in the Greece bailout, now they're back for more and the contagion is spreading. Oops. Now more countries need to be bailed out. But it's not really countries. They always want to put the blame on the people. It's not Italy. It's not Portugal. Their government traders signed on to the derivatives, so the government investments now have been devalued, and so the bankers that sold them the fraudulent instruments don't go to jail. They get trillions more to prop up those very instruments. Euro reaches 11th hour deal as Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy hold crisis talks. So they're trying to reach this 11th hour deal. They haven't reached it yet. And it continues early on Thursday morning. After 7 hours of talks, Germany and France reached a common position on a second bailout of Greece. So somewhat of a deal, but not completely. But details of that accord were not revealed. You can't let the slaves know what's going on. The German chancellor and French president have been barraged with pleas from political and financial leaders to reach an agreement or risk the collapse of the single currency. And then they'll give them trillions more of taxpayer money to the bankers. And then you go into more debt to prop them up. And then a month from now after this new deal, they'll say, now we need trillions more or things will collapse. And then trillions more will be given. And they'll say, now we need trillions more. We need to raise your taxes more and cut more services or things will collapse. And then more will be given. Same thing here in the U.S. And on and on and on and on and on forever, just like a third world country, just like Nigeria, just like Brazil, just like Argentina. Argentina, more wealthy 80 years ago per capita than any other country in the world except for Switzerland. The saying was, as rich as an Argentine or an Argentine. Not anymore. Ted Anderson was down there, I know, last year, and he said it was hellish. And he said, you see families, not drunken homeless people, but good-looking families living in doorways with their children everywhere. Police stomping around. A once wealthy nation that signed on to the banker system, destroyed. I'll never forget that article in 2001, the Washington Post. The Washington Post reporter witnessed it. An 18-wheeler carrying Black Angus beef, premium beef, turned over 2 weeks into the total collapse. And there were families, it described like Robinson Crusoe, in their suits, but with torn jackets and in holes in them, with dirt all over their faces, running up with knives and cutting off giant blobblets of beef and gobbling it with their children with blood all over them. You can pull that article up. Just like piranhas. Just like tearing into the meat. Because they hyperinflated their currency, they shut down all the infrastructure when they, quote, defaulted. And so we're just being maneuvered into the inevitable default. They're just getting us deeper, threatening default now as they get us deeper down the rat hole. Germany, France, break euro, bailout deadlock. Yes. Yes. Rupert Murdoch's Fox News ran black op department, former executive claims. They'll end up dead. That's out of the London Telegraph. Look for that executive to commit suicide real quick. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here live. Back Sundays with another live transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, where we stream in living color the entire three-hour program every day. Also at PrisonPlanet.tv, you have all my films in super high quality, expanded extras, my book, Paul Watson's book, starting next week, live rants special. Interviews coming up in about a month and a half. We will launch September 1st, actually, the new nightly TV show. More details coming soon. All of that at PrisonPlanet.tv, and it is your memberships that also finance so much of our other operations at PrisonPlanet.tv. So if you believe in what we're doing, go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv, and only scratch the surface of the benefits of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. every subject you can imagine, from vaccines to GMO foods to stage terror to satanic activities of the globalist and their bizarre activities and mindsets. It's all at prisonplanet.tv. You can go there and download and burn to disk all my films, the thousands. It's been up there 8 years. And we had some of the archives were broken for a while of like stuff going back 8 years ago, but that's all been fixed now. So there's just thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of media at prisonplanet.tv, a higher quality audio podcast every single day, commercial free, prisonplanet.tv. Okay, I want to get into our top story today. Here in just a moment, DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists. I want to illustrate from every angle why this is so big and play part of the disgusting see something, say something, 9-minute Homeland Security video and stop it every 10 seconds or so and just analyze. This is 100% overt what they've done with this. And so I want to break that down coming up in a moment. But first, one of the sponsors that makes this radio show possible is Mike Adams. He has put out a new incredible piece of media. Mike Adams has put together an incredible multimedia course on food security that teaches you the skills to stay alive and well-fed during any crisis. And going into this depression, this is key. You will learn things of how to build your own emergency water filter, how to create your own emergency food go bag, how to store, purify water using iodine, created by Mike Adams, the health ranger and expert in food security, and, of course, a guest of this broadcast. The entire course is available for instant access with downloadable MP3 files. You can play on any device. 50% off sale for Alex Jones listeners ends Sunday night. 50% off. You got 3-4 days. Take advantage of that. Go to naturalnews.com/Alex. Naturalnews.com/Alex. Again, that's naturalnews.com/Alex. Or follow the banners on Infowars.com. Okay. I need to pause for a moment because I will tend to spin out and my RPMs will go up too high and I won't calmly go over every aspect of this next report. DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists, and I shot a video breaking down the different facets of this this morning. Big Sis tries to turn minorities against whites by labeling whites terrorists. That report is up on Infowars.com as well. Our main report, DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists, is on the right-hand side of Drudge, second story down, was top story earlier, red-linked. I'm glad Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com recognizes what is big news. Big Sis tries to turn minorities against whites by labeling them terrorists. I wrote this little blurb this morning. Watson's article is more detailed. See something, say something. TV ads sell the false idea that white terrorists are hiding under every rock and only Big Brother can keep minorities safe from the vicious, wicked white killers. For 9 years, this has been taught to police behind closed doors. We have the training manuals, the training videos sent to us by good police. That's how we know that. Now they are rolling it out in public, as we told you they would. They would announce white Al-Qaeda is coming to get you. The propagandists sell, in the past, sold good old boys on the police state to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. They then turn it around on the whole public. We're going to go to that video in a little while. Some whites are racist against minorities, so the federal takeover is sold in the name of getting the evil brown people. Then the social engineers flip it and tell the racists that happen to have dark skin it is the whites to look out for. Total divide and conquer is the outcome. Everyone is bad, but the real terrorists that actually stage the attacks are loving protectors, the feds. So we're being told, and we're going to go to that video again a little bit later. We are told that the government is here to keep us safe. We are told that they're doing everything they can to stop Al-Qaeda from striking you at any minute. And then we learn on record
that the U.S. government was protecting the hijackers. That's even Senator Graham, one of the 9/11 commissioners, and five others. Six of the ten have said that. We played you the MSNBC clip last week. We learned the underwear bomber, Christmas Day, a year and a half ago, was gotten on the plane by a U.S. government agent. The State Department had to admit that they were ordered to help get him on the plane in Amsterdam. And that without a passport, the U.S. gave him a visa. So the drugged out person could pop a firecracker on his pants, and now we've all got to accept body scanners. Not only is this a domestic police state crackdown politically, it also scares us into getting behind all these illegal wars in the name of rooting out the people that attacked us. And also these big defense contractors make in the last decade more than $2 trillion in domestic spying, over a million contractors spying, control grids, face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras, naked body scanners, data mining. And I'm going to get into some of that news coming up that integrates with this. This is a total takeover. And it's very simple. It's a false flag. Hitler firebombs the Reichstag to declare a police state in Germany. Hitler blows up his own military base in Gliwice to blame on the Poles to launch World War II. The Tsars did it in Russia. The Soviets did it. The British have been caught doing it over and over again. Mainline British headlines, you know, MI6 running the IRA, staging bombings as a pretext to clamp down on the Irish, as an excuse to continue to keep troops there. I mean, this is the oldest trick in the book. Obama ships tens of thousands of guns into Mexico to cause a crime wave to then blame it on the Second Amendment. And even when he gets caught, he's still using it outside of law and outside of courts to go in. I was talking to one of my friends the other day who bought two semi-automatic rifles because they were on sale. I've done that before. And it's a great, by the way, investment. All my guns have gone up in price that I bought, you know, 15 years ago. And he got an ATF FBI visit at his house. No criminal record. It's creating the idea that you're evil, and the ATF orders gun shops to do things that aren't even the law. That's what tyranny is. That's what martial law is. That's what dictatorship is. Well, I don't care if the federal if the House won't pass a law that we can put carbon taxes on coal power plants. I'm Obama. I'm just going to do it. But by the way, my friends are exempt. This is absolute criminal takeover. I mean, realize that, but I digress. And I won't have time to play the whole nine-minute video. It is propaganda that is unspeakable. I'm going to probably shoot a special report in the next few days where I just take excised pieces of this and you know, really in a well-documented, slick way, show people what's happening instead of just up here talking about it, because words cannot describe how wicked and duplicitous this is. So, what did Hitler do? First, he goes after unpopular groups in Germany, Jews, gypsies, communists. And he takes their rights away in law, and people get behind it. Yeah, get them. Then he swung it around against Christians, against Protestants, against Seventh-day Adventists, you name it, against his competition in business, even fellow Nazis. They would rob their companies and send them off to a death camp. This is what they did. A lot of the French that helped the Nazis take over France, they got turned against. A lot of the Vichy did. So that's how this works. You first set something up with an unpopular group. And whether it's a good thing to make Muslims and Arabs unpopular or not, and obviously it's discrimination and stereotypical and wrong, it was acceptable to say these people are devils, nuke them, to call them horrible pejoratives, you know, camel bleepers, rag, you know, bleepers, sand, N-words, that's all cute and funny on talk radio. Well, I don't think it is. Because even if you think Muslims are evil and bad and want to get you, at the end of the day, this was being beta tested on them to then be used against everybody else. And I told you from the FBI, federal marshals, state police in California, Missouri, state police in Florida, Texas, federal marshals sending me SLAT training, the videos, we've shown them here. We've done special reports on it. Where they say, who are the number one terrorist? Gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, in the fetters, Ron Paul supporters. I mean, I have the training manuals here. The Homeland Security, the MIAC reports. Remember this being national news 2 years ago? Remember all this? Now, I told you, they've taken over the Middle East. They've invaded all the countries. They now are flipping over to work with al-Qaeda to overthrow Gaddafi, the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow Mubarak. They're now shifting to a new phase. They're going to keep the Muslim demonization going, but it's now a dish that's cooked. They just put it on the back burner to keep it warm. And you know, they've killed bin Laden in their staged event. They're now moving on to the next phase to, okay, we don't have a Bill of Rights. We spy on you. You have no rights. We can secretly arrest citizens under the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, Enemy Commissions Act. We can fly you to places to be tortured. We can secretly execute you. Obama's continuing it. Now the next phase, they've already been beta testing behind closed doors with the police and military. Now they're moving it to white Al-Qaeda. And in this video, they cut to, and every one of them were mentally ill patsies, it's been confirmed, even mainstream news admits, Jihad Jane and others, blue eyes, animating the blue eyes in the video to glow, look blue, they're Al-Qaeda. And it shows, at the beginning of this Homeland Security 9-minute video, a shot of family, of thinking about all that's good in America, nostalgia, on top of the piano. And 90%+ of the photos of the American family, it's Hispanics, it's Asians, it's black people. So you see it instantly. And there's one white guy that he's blurred in the background. So it's like, this is America. We are many people. And then it cuts to a black guy. He's professional. He's good in his suit. He's no longer being the stereotypically put down by the same media, same government as a gangbanger. He's going out in the parking garage and he sees evil white guys getting ready to blow up the building and he calls it in on them. And then the good white guys, the only good white guys in the whole thing, FBI, show up. And they stop the white Al-Qaeda that's just everywhere. They're creating this false perception ahead of the private contractors that run the government, staging more of terror to take over society even more. So you won't be mad about going into austerity or having your Social Security taken or everything imploding and all the money going to the offshore banks. No. And then it just cuts to white Al-Qaeda, blue-eyed women. They're going to get you. And then they mix in McVeigh. Of course, that was a staged event. They mix in all of this white. And it goes on and on and on and on. Now, remember, I've told you for 9 years, white Al-Qaeda. I even said they're going to call it white Al-Qaeda. I know them. I study them. I'm like a criminologist following a serial killer for decades. I know their next move. I'm on record. And it may even be they just grab the terms I come up with. Like I told you about propaganda placement and message placement and police state placement. Now they even use those terms. So I don't know if it's chicken or the egg, which one came first. The point is, then about 6 years ago, white Al-Qaeda. Actually, now that I remember it, England started it 9 years ago, so I saw them do it first. I didn't actually predict that. I'm going back to memory now. So it started there. I knew it was coming here. So that's going on. Then I get the manuals from police going, yeah, this is what they're telling us. The rural council to spy on neighbors, everything else. I knew from manuals that came in and sources that all over the country, mainly rural areas, they'll say, we're having a meeting at the law enforcement center this weekend, free donuts and lunch. Anybody who's concerned about Al-Qaeda and terror attacks, this happened right from 9/11 and since, we want you to come down to the meeting. And you get there, they show an Al-Qaeda training video, and they say, okay, now let's get to McVeigh, let's get to Ron Paul supporters, let's get to gun owners, let's get to returning veterans. And most of the folks get upset and leave. They don't care. They find the people that want to be part of it. And I told you, they tried to recruit my dad, the other dentist he works with, not because he's my dad. They're doing it to any professionals, lawyers, any type of corporate CEO, even the small companies. They give them little cards. It's called InfraGuard. They've recruited now over 100,000 preachers. And they tell them, spy on your flock. Tell them, submit to government. Things are going to collapse. This has been going on for 6 years that we know of. The clergy response teams, just search that term. You'll see newscast after we reported it, admitting, oh, it's great. They're training to tell the flock to go to the camps. And it shows the preacher saying it's of the Lord to go to the camps. It's of the Lord to take the shots. Folks, I'm not joking. If you haven't seen us play that video here probably 20 times, just search clergy response teams on YouTube. You'll get it. It's also in Police State 4, Rise of FEMA, little clips of the news. And so they've got the entire grid set up, over 90% of the training, with police and military together, under FBI command, under DHS command, and you go to these drills, or I've been sent photos of the drills and video and the roster of the drills, it's got to be more than 95%. It's all people wearing feed lot caps, dressed like rednecks, going, you're not taking my land. And then a bomb goes off and they tell the police, the farmers attacked us. So they're scripting it and putting farmers in the role that they're terrorists. The cops play the role and are so weak-minded, they then now believe that farmers are going to blow them up. And so now it's okay with a heavy machine gun, they mow the farmers down. This was going on in 2002 at bases. I had contractors who were working at the base who shot video on top of the building they were retarring, and they would not let me show the video. They came up to access, they showed it to me, the Marines at an Army base, and the people are like, no. And of course, I shot some video myself at drills of similar things. We're Americans, oh no, please not the camp, and interrogating them and asking the role players, where'd you get the guns? Well, I got my gun in San Francisco. I mean, that's in Police Day 2000. But these guys showed me footage, and I said, please let me show this. They said, we'll come back maybe later, but they'll know we were contractors. And I said, I'll blow up the video where they can't tell you were on the roof. And they said, no, we had to sign forms to be on the base. We can't do it. Then I got confirmed news articles where they train all the ROTCs around the country, including San Antonio. When they have drills in the local forest with the ROTC, the military, people in college will be officers, they always fight militias and anti-Federal Reserve people. So the entire... It's just like our in the Cold War, the military trained to fight the Russians. For at least 10 years, the military trains to fight the American people.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Video. If you're at prisonplanet.tv viewer, you'll be able to see it. If not, go to InfoWars.com. And the headline is, Big Sis tries to turn minorities against whites by labeling them terrorists. That's one of the articles. The other big article that's on Drudge is DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists. And this is why I've always known that even if the government isn't staging the terror, and unfortunately the evidence is overwhelming, they are. It's ridiculous how much evidence there is. The entire architecture of Homeland Security, that by the way existed pre-9/11, you can got documents with Clinton setting it up at in Colorado in 1994 and speeches. Again, they always set something up before they roll it out years later. The key here is that they set up the entire architecture and the training and the drills for the American people. I only know of one drill, and I know about it because I had some family involved, out at Camp Mabry a year ago, and the public was invited, where they had a guy with a Muslim turban on and the fake beard and practiced killing some terrorists with some helicopters over there. And that was just for the public. Oh, look, we're killing the Muslims. But you go to the real internal drills. It is kill those U.S. militias. Take them out. Remember New York Times a couple years ago. We showed you the article. It said Explorer scouts nationwide and showed photos trained to kill disgruntled vets. It's for you. It's for you. Let's say Al-Qaeda did 9/11 just for laughs. Okay, fine. They've used it to set up a grid for the American people. And they're now telling minorities, who are the majority in most cities, hey, it's whitey, getting. And they're now rebranding that. So first they tell white racists, hey, give up your rights because it's only for the Muslims. Now they say, hey, give up your rights, blacks and Hispanics, it's for whitey. And when you're done, everybody loses their rights. This is how they compartmentalize and sell this. Let's play part of it. Some of it doesn't have audio, so I'll voice it while it rolls, where it cuts to the new America, non-white, the good people, and then it cuts to the evil whites. Here it is. Oh, look at the good Americans.
The United States of America is home to over 330 million people. We are a country known for freedom, justice, and opportunity.
9 out of 10 are not white in the photos.
The American dream draws people from across the globe, bringing different cultures, traditions, and ideas to the fabric of our great nation.
Well, there's a white guy, but he's only good as in the military.
At the same time, there are individuals in the United States who seek to carry out acts of terrorism and violence against our communities and our country.
A white man. That's an Invoke McVeigh, the good black guy. He recognizes the devil, Whitey. It's also about being paranoid. Terrorists are everywhere. Black guy sees the white people. Oh my gosh. They're not a white fan, they're terrorists. He's gonna call Homeland Security, don't worry. And then it just cuts to evil white after evil white after evil white. And they say, whites are the number one threat. Which is what their own manuals say. Again, even the whiteys are with Al Qaeda. Oh, more whiteys. He's hiding down the seat. Oh no, the whiteys. He's driving out of those for some scary whiteys. Calls Homeland Security, though. The good whites come.
Hello. Listen, I don't know if this is anything, but what I just saw looked really suspicious.
Oh.
Definitely out of the ordinary. I was in the parking lot.
All right, pause. We're going to come back with the rest of it. Oh, hey, I saw something out of the ordinary. I saw a U.S. government agent get a drugged-out black kid on the airplane in Amsterdam. Yeah, he didn't have a passport or anything, but they got him on the plane. Shut up, Mr. Haskell. We don't know anything about that. By the way, the firecracker blew up in his pants. I want to give you a report. Shut up, Mr. Haskell. Turned out it was all true. I want to report the government's the terrorist.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.